Well, I'm not sure whether I'm actually the most eye-catching harness and lead, but good to see you as ever, Minty. How are you?
Yeah, okay, thank you, Alex. It's slowly wilting.
I gather that. Well, we've just come obviously fresh from the York Maze, which was splendid, to see obviously the Future Safe Fun Dog Show. And who have we got here in terms of an able assistant?
Introduce yourself.
Katie, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good, excellent.
We've been working hard all morning. Yeah. And yes, definitely. There's very, very wilting conditions, but we're managing.
Absolutely.
And we're having to reduce some of the classes because it's so hot for the dogs, you know. So we're trying to sort of compromise them down into as little as possible because they're just wilting.
Well, the last thing that we actually looked for, I mean, I see we're now up to the dog with most eye-catching collar and lead. The one we've actually just looked at, I think, was the one before that. And there's a wide range of entries there.
Pardon?
A wide range of entries.
Yeah, I think it's good to have a wide range of entries so, like, every dog can, like, participate.
Have a chance to win.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It doesn't really matter if you win or lose. It's, like, about having fun with the dogs.
Precisely.
It's part of... Everyone,
absolutely. Yeah. It's part of the Future Fun Dog Show, sponsored, of course, by the Tower Veterinary Group from that point of view. Any difficult decisions so far, Minty?
Not really, but where I felt there could be equal, I've given two equal firsts or two equal seconds or two equal thirds to make sure that we've passed it on as fairly as possible. It was very difficult to split. There were brothers, the two dogs, and one was Batman and one was Robin with the leads. So I made them both equal third. Because, I mean, I could do no other. You couldn't make one third and one fourth.
It would create disaster. I'll just run through some of the classes that we've got here. We've got the dog with most eye-catching collar and lead. We've got the dog with most eye-catching harness and lead. The best homemade decorated collar and lead. Best homemade decorated harness and lead. There we are, Katie giving the announcement there.
And we've got best fancy dress dog and owner and leader. Now, I understand for the fancy dress, there's a team of five or more coming in as the Spice Girls and the Friends.
I wouldn't possibly comment on that one, Minty, for obvious reasons.
I'm not commenting either until I've seen it. I'll judge it, but I'm waiting to see that one. It's a whole team coming in.
And, of course, ahead of, obviously, Sci Fido and Sci Fi London, we've got Class 17 Best Fancy Dress Dog and Owner and Leader. There's a break there, so ball catching, biscuit catching, musical sit.
Musical markers, then sausage carrying. Dog must carry it without eating it. The minute they eat it, they're out of the class.
There you are. And Temptation Alley and walking around with the dog. I think the rest of the team are beginning to assemble. I'll go outside the ring now and see you at the next break, Minty.
Thank you. Cheers.
Okay, he sort of scoots away, not wishing to actually sort of create any other sort of little problematic things here. Just a reminder in terms of where we are. We're actually reporting from the Donington Country Show 2014, the Donington Country Fair, effectively. And a nice little postscript to our adventure at the York Maze, certainly, as we see one of our regular rural correspondents, Minty Steed, taking judging aspects and judging, obviously, some of the classes we've just mentioned. Minty, you brought me back into the ring to actually meet a champion.
I did, because even if there have been 20, 30, 40 or 50 in, that deserves a first, no matter how many's in the class. 2 weeks to do it, all with the special loom bands. It's marvellous, absolutely marvellous.
And the person who's proudly the companion of this dog is?
Holly Holmes.
Holly, share with us, how old is this champion? What's his breed?
She's a Jack Russell Cross Chihuahua, and she's 2 years old.
Must be very proud today, then. She sounds very proud.
Yes, she is.
Well, congratulations, well done. Quick word from, what's her name?
Pippin.
Now she goes quiet, exactly. It's unbelievable. Thanks, guys. Many thanks. So, Minty, we need to know, who did you decide was a winner out of the Spice Dogs that we saw there?
Well, the Spice Dogs are all equally worth a first in the effort, but I couldn't help, especially when Spicy One and the Scary One, they were really coming up level, and then the Spice One sort of just stayed still, then suddenly shot out of the ring. And when you got that happening, that was just great fun. I mean, I couldn't help but give first to the one that disappeared out of the ring. Whether the dog disappeared out of the ring in disgust of being dressed like that, or whether it just thought it ought to do it to add on making sure it had a first, I don't know. But it was worth a first.
Absolutely, and the counterpart in human terms was Scary Spice, and I know that Mel was often known for bolting out of the ring. Only kidding, Mel.
Oh, no, I know that, and I think they would, if they'd been here, they'd have taken a good part. As I say, if I'd had five first prizes, I'd have given them all up at first, but when it bolted out of the ring, and with that wig, what could you do but make sure it was first?
Well, I think you're doing us proud here, so excellent stuff there. We don't have the Southside or Siren Terriers here today.
No, we don't, because I'm judging, so...
It wouldn't be fair.
No, it wouldn't be quite right, would it? You know,
I would have thought so.
No. I know that I tend to try to do the, as near as I can in judging to the wisdom of Solomon, and whether I think something's equal, I'll give extra set of prizes, but it would have been a bit difficult to judge... my own, along with and the Siren FM team and all the rescues and all the future saved ones. We could have made a whole show just to ourselves if we wished to, but this is today for everyone who's come. Now, we have rather reduced entries today purely because of the heat. The heat is so excessive. It's lessening now, but during the morning it was so excessive the dogs were literally wilting in the ring and there was very little we could do about it. But we've been well supported through the morning and we're just coming near the end to it now, and I'd like to thank everyone who came, because every penny bit raised here helps. Last week we went down to Leicester by train, as you know, and less about the train journey the better about that, but it did actually cost £130 to go down and come back up. We didn't mind doing that at all, but it just shows you that every penny counts. Whatever's raised here today will help, because we have 5 more animals waiting to come in, and that means going down to Northampton, so whatever we raise today will help to bring those so we can look after them until a person's back out of hospital.
Excellent. Well, we'll make sure we promote that as far as the webcast of the podcast is concerned. Mindy, it's been fabulous just touching base with your good self today. Natalie Tuck and her mum, Jill, couldn't actually make it. They headed off to York, and likewise Katrina Lakin, but I'm glad I made the effort to be here, which is great stuff. And hats off certainly to the team here at the Dunnington Country Fair 2014. I'm sure there's lots of exciting things there. We've already taken photographs of the Morris dancers. You can see that on Southside Broadcasting's Facebook page. Minty, we salute you. We'll catch up with you again very soon.
Thank you very much, Alex, and thank you for making the way over from the Bays. And I hope you viewed the flyover. Did you see the flyover?
I mean, this and the Cleveland show on the same day, we're spoilt for choice, really.
We are, aren't we? But I think this is not a bad event to choose to come to. I found it very helpful. The girls are very helpful. It's the first time they've ever done ring stewarding or anything. And everyone's been very... all I can say is they've been sociable, they've assisted, and I hope next year, and perhaps with a little less heat, we should be able to have a really good day of it.
Okay, well, having wrapped up our little dog show piece that we did earlier today, and obviously fresh from the York Maze, I was attracted by a fabulous stand here, which actually says the line, win a mini or £10,000 in cash. It's always good for location reports in any case. And we're delighted now to be able to speak to, from the utility warehouse, the fabulous soul whose name is...
Alan Mums.
Alan, good to connect with you, good self. Talk to us about the utility warehouse. What do you do?
Well, we're actually here today at the show just raising awareness of the potential of anybody to save lots of money on their household bills and general shopping. That's both on the high street and online. So it's, you know, you have to take my voice for it, but we are recommended highly by the Which magazine in every survey they've ever run. So we genuinely save people money on home phone, broadband, gas, electricity, mobile and all kinds of other shopping. And that's it, basically. It does what it says on the tin.
And there's something wonderful about having a Scottish gentleman actually looking after that, because obviously looking after your pennies is always good.
I totally agree.
But you've got a colleague here who's also with you, sort of obviously standing guard, or is he a bodyguard? Is he officer?
No, he's absolutely equal. Speak to the English chap.
Okay, and your name, sir?
Nick Hearn.
Nick, one of the things I love about when we cover these shows like this, whether it's the Great Yorkshire Show, whether it's the Lincolnshire Show, whether it's Cleveland Show, which is also on today, or indeed where we are for this afternoon, which is obviously the fabulous Dunnington Country Fair, you've got a real quintessential sense of the countryside and Britishness. I'll use that term deliberately in terms of that. What are your own thoughts on the show itself?
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful show. Plenty of people here. I think people love to come to things like this. I love taking my kids to them, you know, seeing all the sort of the besides all the stalls, I think some of the exhibitions in the main ring are great. And when you've got fantastic weather, it's a great afternoon out, you know, it's wonderful.
I'm just recovering from the Spice Dogs. Yes, I'll say that again, the Spice Dogs, 5 dogs dressed as members of the aforementioned Spice Girls team, only in Dunnington, one might well say.
Indeed.
I blame the Scottish Highland Games with respect to the Terriers that launched, or the Terriers that welcomed us into the Commonwealth Games. So, great stuff. If people want to get in touch with the Utility Warehouse, they're listening to this online, what's the best way? Is that web address you just search in the Utility Warehouse?
Well, no, I'd like them to search specifically. I'll give you my card that you might put
on. Oh, my word.
And because we are all independent, yep. Although we all do the same thing. And I can certainly pass an interest on to Nick.
Which is fine, so I'll give you a shameless plug for this one. This is Alan Mearns, of course. Mearns. Mearns rhymes with Burns.
Indeed, aye. As a Newton Mearns, just outside Glasgow.
There we are. Don't get me into wee, timorous, slim-lipped, sleek-eyed beastie. It'll be a whole area here. But you can reach Alan Mearns, of course, by going to www.telecomplus.org.uk/Alan Mearns if you want to access that. So that's telecomplus.org.uk for the Utility Warehouse Discount Club. Do you have a special card as well?
I do. There you go.
That's Nick Hearn. Hearn and Mearns. There's a series here, gentlemen. I'm sure we can work it out.
We come round to that one, yes.
And that once again, same sort of line, which is obviously www.ease-yourbills.com. Just again, you can access details from that. Nick and Alan, great touching base with your good self. We'll hopefully see you again soon and do a sort of phone link with you.
Absolutely, that'd be great.
Thank you very much.